Okay, good morning. We're on Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Amud Beis by the Mishnah. We're showing up. No, we're on Amud. Yeah. Barishoina, it's all right. Barishoina, there's different Barishoinas. Originally, Hayu Mekablin Eidus HaChodesh, they would accept the Eidus HaChodesh. You left, you didn't do Chazar on that. You listened to the Shir and then you left, maybe that's why. Okay, they would accept Eidus HaChodesh all day, Kol Yom. That means we're talking about Rosh Hashanah over here, and the Eidim are going to come, and they'll say, welcome all day. So Pamachas, but one time, Nishtoa Eidim Milovo, they were very late. Miskalkalu, Halavim Bashir, and there was a mistake made with the Shia of the Shia Shal Yom by the Tomid Shal Bena Orboim. Okay, and we're going to discuss what that Kilkul was. Hiskinu, the Meditakona, Shalo Yu Mikavlin, Ella Adam Mincha. Right, so the Meditakona that they would only accept an Eidim until Mincha time. And after Mincha time, they'd have to say, you've got to wait till tomorrow, it's too late. Vim bo Eidim in a Mincha Lamala. So what would they do? Noigim Oiso Yom Kodesh. They would still keep the first day Kodesh. And Olamacha Kodesh, they keep the Macha Kodesh as well. And they would count the second day as the first day. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and when it wasn't necessary anymore because there was no Kilkul of the Korban, Hischin Rebbe Yehu Ben Zakkai, Yemed HaTzikona, Shiyu Mekablin, Eidus HaKodesh, they would accept the Eidus HaKodesh Kol Yom, all day. So ask the Gemara, my Kilkul, Kilkul Olavim B'Shia. So what was the Kilkul they made in the Shia? So Hacha Targimu, over here, they said it was Shalom Amishua called Ika. And above all, he said they just didn't do it. They were in doubt and they got frozen and they didn't say anything. Rabbi Zeira Omar, Sha'omru, he's in Eretz Israel, I suppose. Omar Sha'omru Shira Shel Choil. He said they said the Shira Shel Choil in Tomid Shel Ben Arboim. They thought it was going to be Chol, so they said, you know what, let's do the Chol one. And then it turned out to be Rosh Hashanah. So Omar Loi Rabbi Zeira, La Abba Bray, Rabbi Zeira said to Avra's son, Poke Tanilu, go and teach those Babylonians Hiskinu, the following brisa. It says, Hiskinu, they made a tekona shaloyu, but Kabbalah made as a chodesh. They shouldn't accept the Eid as a chodesh. Ella kadei, unless shehei shehos, there should be enough time. But yom, lahakriv, tamidim, to makriv the tamidim, and also the masafim as well, and also the nischayim, and also the wine libations, v'loy mashira, and say the shira accompanying the korbanos, shalom b'shibosh, without making a mistake. End of brisa. V'iya, and iya ma bishlama, if you want to say like me, omo shira, he said a shira, d'chol, hainu d'ika shibosh. That it says in the brisa that was a shibosh. Okay, Ella, yeah, Ma, if you want to say like in the Babylonians, yeah, right, Lo Amachlal, they didn't say at all, my Shibash Ika. That's not, they didn't make a mistake, they just didn't do it. No, answer the Gemara, Kivan de Lo Amachlal, they weren't convinced the Babylonians. So, you know, they'd say, Kivan de Lo Amachlal, Ein Lecha Shibash Godlum Izeh. But basically, not doing is a kilkul, is a Shibush. Okay, so Mesiv, Rab Acha Bar Huna. So he made a cash. He's got a cash now on the back on the Babylonians. Tomid shel Rosh Hashanah, the Tomid of Rosh Hashanah. So this is what you do on Rosh Hashanah, okay? With regards to the Shia. So first of all, the Tomid, the morning Shachris Tomid, Shachris Kariv Kilchasoy. You brought it Kilchasoy, and it means that you said the normal Shia with it, because generally the Eidim didn't come that early, so therefore they just did it as normal. Okay, but Musaf, Musaf, what did they say? They said, Harninu Lelukim Uzenu Hari Lokei Yaakov. So they said, this Tehillim Pei Aleph, which is talking about Rosh Hashanah. So, B'mincha, Ma'oimer, what do you say on Mincha? We say, Kol Hashem Yochel Midbar, right? And that's referring to the giving of the Torah in the Midbar, where there was Shofros. Okay, so that was talking about when it came on a normal day. Obizman shechal Rosh Hashanah liyos b'chamishu b'shabbos. What happens if it came on Thursday? Shashiru shiloh, that the shira of Thursday is harninu lelukim uzeinu, is the same as the musaf shel Rosh Hashanah. So what are you going to do? So if the Eidim come early, so loy hayu oimer b'shachris harninu, they won't say harninu. because Mipnei Shechoyz v'Koyfel Esaparit, because you're going to repeat it again when you say on Musaf as well. So they didn't want to do that. So what did he say? They actually started later on in that capital from his Hasirosi Misevel Shechmoy, which is referring to taking the burden off his of his shoulder, which is alluding to the that's where the Yosef got out of prison, and that's when we stopped the avoider over there. So they'd say that. So the imbo edim achal tamishel shachar. What happens if the edim came later? And so in the shachar's time, we didn't know what was going to be. So we said on Thursday the normal shir shel yom. And now what do you do when it comes to musaf? So it's nevertheless oimer harninu afal pishachoyz v'koyfel as a parrot. You'll say harninu a second time. You know what are you going to do? So end of brisa. So focusing in on that now. Iyamar bishlam. If you say it's okay, if you say kol heicha demistatka, if you're in a situation of doubt, the way one should behave is the following. We basically do. It's better to do than not do. We say amrinon shira d'chol. We would go ahead and say the shira d'chol, even though we don't really know what if it's the right thing. So therefore, a situation could arise. Hainu d'ka'omar, it says basically in the Bryce, it says oimroi b'koifloi. You can say it a second time. You repeated it because basically you didn't know what to do with the first one. So you said it anyway, and then it came up, and then you said it a second time. So ela iyamar lo omar. But you say if you're in a situation of doubt, better safe than sorry, and don't say anything. Yeah. Right, lo amachlal, my oimroi b'koifloi. How can you say, you know, he's going to say it a second time? Right, he didn't say it a second time, he's only going to say it one time. So we see, yeah, quite clear from this brisa that in a situation of doubt, you should do it a second time, and that would apply the same in the Tomei Shel Ben Avoyim. If they weren't sure if it's going to be Shel Chol or Shel Rosh Hashanah, they're going to say still Shel Chol, and that's with the Kilkul. Okay, answers the Gemara. Shani asked him, no, you can't bring a right from over there because it's not really so bad. Deshira do yume he. Over there on Yom Chamish in the morning, in the case of doubt that they said the one of Rosh Hashanah of the weekday, that's because even if it's going to turn out to be Rosh Hashanah, it's the right thing. But over in the case of a normal weekday, then that will not be the case, so you can't bring a right. Tanya. Okay, Rabbi Yudoimer, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Berishon, what about, so this is the Shir Shel Yom that you would say with the Korban. What would they say? L'shem ha'aretzim loya. Al shem shikonah v'hikna. The point over here is that Shem basically created the world, and he's in order to give it over to the people. V'sholit, he's the sole person around. Boy l'moy. B'sheini my omrim. God L'Hashem, Hulam Oid. Hashem is like elevated because there was angels there, he's elevated over them. Al Shem Shechilik Ma'i, so he's separated. Right, and Moloch Aleyem. B'Shlishi Ayom Rim, Elukim, Nitzav Adaskel. Hashem is sitting in his congregation. And that's over there. Al Shem Shechilah Aretz B'Chomasoi. That's when there was dry land, there's what to stand on. B'Heichin Table, there was the land L'Adasoi for his congregation. B'Revi Hayom Rim, Kel Nekomis Hashem. They would say that Al Shem Shabara Chama Ulavana, the luminaries, the Osti Lipore that is going to punish Ovdeyan from the people who worship them. Chamishi Hayomrim Haninu, you should praise to Lelukim Uzenu our strength. Al Shem Shabara Oifas Vidogim, the Shem created the birds and the fish. The Shabech L'Shemo, because there's so many different kinds, they're amazing. If you look at them, it's going to bring praise to Hashem. B'Shishi Hayomrim, they'd say Hashem Moloch Geos Lavesh. Why is that? It's so that the Shem is donning his malchus. Al Shem Shugama Malach. So he finished all his handiwork. And Malach Aleim, and he ruled over them. Vishvii, Hayo Omrim, Mizmo Shir, Liyom Shabbos. Okay, Liyom Shakula Shabbos, the day that it's going to be all of Shabbos, meaning it's going to be 1,000, the Elifa Shvii, which there's going to be a rest for the world. So Amar Rav Nechemia, Ma Ro Chachamim. What do the Chachamim see? He's arguing Rabbi Kiva, the Chalik Bein Prokim to differentiate between the Prokim, the inconsistent Halalu, because you said basically the last one is in it's talking about the future, the one for Shabbos. But I disagree on the last of the Shabbos one, and it's also talking about the past with Brias Olam. So he's going to agree on the first six, and the seventh one he's going to take issue with. So Ella, we're going to go on this. Barishon, Shekhan of Hikna, Basholik Olam. Bisheini Shechilik Ma'isav Umalach Aleim. Bishlishi Shigila Eretz B'Chach Masoi Beichin Tevel Adosoi. Berevi Shabara Chama Levana Vasi Lipore Me'Avdeyem. Bechamishi Shabara Oifos V'Dogim B'shishi shigama malachtoi. So this is when he finished his handiwork. B'shvi and in shvi al shem sheshavas. Then he rested after all the work that he did. So what's the source of the machlokes? And because the Rav Katina, the answer of Katina said, the Omer of Katina, shisa alfei 6,000 years, shani. Hava Alma is the world. V'chad chad of 1,000 years is going to be desolate. Shenema v'niska v'shem. Hashem is going to be elevated. V'levado alone b'yamahu. So Abai disagrees with this, and this would be Rabbi Nechemiah. Amar Abaye trei chad. It's actually 2,000 that are actually it's going to be desolate. Shenema yichayenu miyomayim. Hashem is going to bring us back to life after 2,000 years. Okay, we'll stop here.